sometimes I'd like to take a peppermint and a switchblade and a Cadillac and throw it all in a fire.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh yeah.
With Skanky Panky off his 2003 album Some of My Best Friends Are DJs, which was released through Ninja Tune. After opening for this year's Hard Sill tour with DJ Shadow and Cut Chemist, the Montreal turntablist known to his family as Eric San is busy back at home working on his next book about a mosquito that plays the clarinet, along with some background music for the Vancouver 2010 mascots on the official Olympic website. The name of the show is Radio Free Gak, your cinematically inspired and wanderlust-based program for listeners needing an adventurous soundtrack each week. The frequency you're listening to is 101.9 FM and cable in the Vancouver area, known to you and me as CITR Vancouver. We're online at www.citr.ca in case your radio can't pick us up, or if you want to listen to one of the podcasts instead. My name is GAC, and CITR broadcasts from the second floor of the Student Union building here at the campus of University of British Columbia in the wet part of Canada. You can call the studio here at 604-822-2487, and you can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. As Thanksgiving winds down here, thank you all for listening in, and hopefully you guys are staying high and dry. Towards the tail end of RFG, the soundtrack in this week's spotlight is Lalo Schifrin's work for the Bruce Lee movie Enter the Dragon. Along the way, we'll hear some recent work from the Gorillaz crew as another Simeon. We'll have a set on Stereolab and mix in some Central African music. We'll begin, though, with some dance. Chris Menace is a Parisian DJ from Germany who owns the Work It Baby record label. One of his 2003 singles was recently reworked by Lifelike into a floor burner, but let's dip back to the original 12-inch. Under the guise of Stars on 33, here is Chris Menace with I Feel Music in Your Heart on CITR Vancouver.
Evanescence.
It's time.
Bobby Evans with Freakazoid Robots, which acts as the remixology theme for Delicious Vinyl Records. Evans is half of the Brother Reed production duo from L.A., and remixology is devoted to Delicious Vinyl's roster, dating back, going at least 20, 30 years. That includes Tone Loke, The Far Side, and the Brand New Heavies. However, the remixology set includes remixes by The Peaches, Diplo, NMM, and Spankrock, so it's worth sort of checking out. There's at least two volumes so far. Night Jewel is the alias for Ramona Gonzalez, a Los Angeles songwriter and multimedia artist currently studying philosophy. She has a forthcoming album called Good Evening, due in November through Human Ear Music. But she has a single out now through Italians Do It Better, and here she is, Night Jewel, with What Did He Say on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We'll be right back. Chromatics with a demo of their forthcoming song, Lady, which they posted online a few weeks ago. The slinky New Jersey quartet were in town in August when they hit the Biltmore for the anniversary party for yet another one of CITR's fine shows, Radio Free Zero. There's no schedule yet for when we'll hear the full version of Lady yet, or whether it'll appear on a new album, but let's hope that's the case. Next up is Pony Hoax, a French quintet with Italo disco roots, from this year's album, Images of Sigrid. This is Antibodies on Radio Free GAC, CITR, Vancouver.
We're through. indeed.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Howdy hi, shindiggers, come on in and join the fun.
Starting September 16th at the Railway Club, CITR presents Shindig. Shindig continues its tradition of offering the freshest underground music in this annual competition that spans 13 weeks and includes over 1,000 participants. 27 bands and musicians of all styles duke it out to grab one of three prize-winning top slots. With three great bands each night and free audience prizes, what more can you ask for? This week's challengers are
Ben and Gordovetsky, Boogie Monster, and the Sappers.
Come on down every Tuesday at 9 o'clock to the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street, for Shindig, where
you get to see the stars of tomorrow today. You don't have to wait an extra day.
I am a serious rhythm machine. Now try pleasure. www.citr.ca. You win. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
From Kansas City, that was Sion, or actually Shun, as it's pronounced, double S-I-O-N. And that was a cover of Hole's take of the Young Marble Giants classic Credit in the Straight World. And that song was released as an MP3 at the same time as the recent video for the highly ingrammatical A Wolf's Eye, a track from this year's album Fool's Gold. Shun opened up for Can't Say Dirty Sexy here in Vancouver last month. They only caught a minute or two of their theatrically inspired show, since it was running in from a book reading by some friends. The band wore fake black noses, much like the album cover, and they were in front of a spectacular-looking projector. And in fact, it was a crazy night altogether, as Tilly and the Wall played afterwards with their tap-dancing percussionist, and of course, CSS themselves. You're listening to Radio Free GAC on CITR in the city of Vancouver. One old band from this fair town was The Organ, a quintet that released a couple EPs and then an album before breaking up in 2006. They were in the midst of working on a second album, and they had a few demo songs prepped for that release. After a little bit of cleanup last year, Mint Records released six of those final songs on the EP called Thieves recently. So what we'll do right now is we'll listen to Let the Bells Ring before hearing a new song from one of the more active bands on the Mint roster.
Darkness companion and kryptonite, no longer crawling and
with Shadowboxing, and you can find that on the Winnipeg Band's latest album, A Little Tradition. Hopefully you're able to catch them whenever played live in town recently. I didn't, because yet again, I was outside of town. Journey to the West, otherwise known as Monkey, is one of the four great classical novels in Chinese literature, dating back to the 1590s. The story features a monk tasked to head to India to retrieve some sacred Buddhist texts, and he's partnered with three protectors and a dragon steed. Although the story was recently used as a template for the recent Jackie Chan Jet Li film The Forbidden Kingdom, and it's actually scheduled to be a 2010 film as well, an opera was recently composed by the Gorillaz team Damon Albarn and Jamie Hewlett, who teamed up with Shen Shizeng to come up with Monkey, Journey to the West. The opera debuted last year at the Manchester International Festival as a circus-inspired ballet, and the soundtrack was recently released through XL Recordings. Let's listen to two tracks from the opera, starting off with Monkey's World.
Thank you.
Heavenly Peach Banquet, and before that, Monkey's World, both pieces from the opera Monkey, Journey to the West, as composed by Damon Albarn. Albarn also recently produced an album by Amadoue and Mariam, a married couple of blind musicians from Mali who've been recording together since the mid-80s. From this year's album, Welcome to Mali, through Because Records, this is Sabali on Radio Free GAC, CITR, Vancouver.
and dig it up. Addis Ababa, then Addis Ababa, Addis Ababa, Addis Ababa, Shekari Gonjo, Nijan, let you go to bed, 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 and down in menu shall let him down in menu shall, and down in menu shall, and down in menu shall. Bemin yo ti guazun, wede ti agen yushal, yagen yushal, yagen yushal, yagen yushal, yagen yushal, yagen yushal, yagen yushal. Yeah, kode eni ibo de ya eni ibangur guro, hui. Likla zile shi. I'll go to Mzendero. I'll go to Mzendero. Addis Ababa, Addis Ababa, Addis Ababa, Addis Ababa, Shekari Gonjo, Nijan, let you go to bed, 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 go to bed.
Alemeliehu Eshet with Addis Abeba Bete, which can be found on the Ethiopics 9 album, a compilation of the Ethiopian jazz singer's early work from Buddha Music. And before that, from Nigeria, we had Baba Tunde Olatunji with Jingolaba. Olatunji was a drummer and social activist who established a rapport with Columbia Records, and his first album through Columbia, Drums of Passion, from which Jingolaba came from, introduced many Western listeners to African music in 1959. Carlos Santana covered that song in 1969 as Jingo, which featured far less than the 20 drummers on the original version there.
There once was a girl who always went a little too far. And one night, she went out into the middle of the dance floor. And she...
What up, CITR? This is DJ Betty Ford here to tell you that your favorite Tuesday night DJs have moved to Republic. Join myself and Trevor Risk in the main room as we conduct a balls-out assault on the dance floor. Or get it on the patio to a rotating crew of selectors, including CITR DJs and other famous people. We'll be mashing the latest tracks with all your favorite classics. And we'll have those trademark drink specials and cheap cover that you've been loving all these years. Plus, you can bring in your Friend of CITR card or CITR membership card for free cover for you and a guest before midnight. Only at Full Tilt Tuesdays at Republic, 958 Granville Street at Nelson. Full Tilt Tuesdays, manic weeknight hysteria from the original Tuesday Night Wrecking Crew.
Next up is Stereolab, who continue on with their Moogie Ways this year's album, Chemical Chords. They're actually going to be in town as well, too, on Sunday. What will happen is at the Commodore Ballroom, we'll have Stereolab, and lead singer Letitia's side project, Monad, will open up. But first, let's listen to one of the tracks off Chemical Chords, and this is Cellulose Sunshine on Radio Free GAC, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you.
That was the vocal version of Fried Monkey Eggs, which can be found on Stereolab's 1999 tour single, The Underground Is Coming. It'd be good to see what's on this year's tour single. As I said before, Stereolab will be in town on Sunday playing the Commodore Ballroom, along with lead singer Letitia Sadier's side project, Monad, opening. If you're going there, and if you're not, well, here's some other options for our live shows over the next few weeks. On Thursday, we have Fix Shark Real Zombie with a Green Hour in Sports at the Biltmore. And that same night, Wire and Japan Droids will be at the Commodore. On Friday, the Doers with Great 2000 will be at Budgie's Burritos, and then Astero will be at the Biltmore. On Saturday, Quintron and Miss Pussycat will be at the Biltmore. And that same night, the Jolts, the Beelines, and Adjective will be at the Sweatshop. On October 19th, Jolie Holland will be at Richards on Richards, and Ray Spoon will be at the Railway Club. On the Media Club on the 23rd, we have Jeffrey Lewis. On the 24th, we have Lady Hawk and Attack in Black at Richards on Richards. At the Commodore, we have the No Twist. And there's an all-ages show at the GM Place featuring someone named Bob Dylan or something. On October 25th, we have Ben Sinister and the Green Hour at the Rio Theater. And on October 28th, we have Leaky Lee at Richards. At Commodore, we have Yele. And Media Club will host Soy Sexu.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Lalo Schifrin with the main theme from tonight's soundtrack profile, Enter the Dragon, directed by Robert Kloss. The 1973 film is widely known as Bruce Lee's final completed film before his death, which happened 1 week before this movie was released. It was the first Hollywood-funded kung fu movie that came out through Warner Brothers, although they partnered with Hong Kong studio Golden Harvest for filming. Bruce Lee had an active role in shaping this story, along with the choreography of the fights, choosing to highlight the beauty of the Chinese culture. Composer Schifrin wrote the charging soundtrack using the funky chops from that he used in Mission Impossible to mix sort of a charging funk mix with Eastern sounds. We'll start off this next set with the song The Monk from the soundtrack to Enter the Dragon on Radio Free GAC.
Thank you.
We just heard there a few selections from the soundtrack to the film Enter the Dragon. We started off with The Monk, and then we had The Big Battle, The Human Fly, and Bamboo Birdcage. Enter the Dragon remains a staple of cult cinema, included the debut performances of Jackie Chan and Sammo Hung. We can only imagine what Bruce Lee would have come up with afterwards, but if not for his mysterious death, as quoted by the coroner, as by misadventure. Coming up in a few short minutes, it is The Jazz Show with your host, Gavin Walker. Then coming up at midnight, Vengeance is Mine with 2 Hours of Punk with your host, Trevor Fielding. If you missed any of this week's show, you can grab the podcast from CITR's website, which is www.citr.ca. As well, you can browse through iTunes, and you can find it in the podcast directory, too. I also have a link to the podcast, along with playlist information and other little links off my website, which is gak.ca. We'll close tonight's show with a weird little ambient number by Mickey Moonlight, a British producer on the mighty Ed Banger label. I'll play his delightfully mutant Sun Ra cover in a future episode, but here is simply A Big Ship Passing. I hope you had a pleasant Thanksgiving, and I wish you good tidings for the rest of the week.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show coming up with Gavin Walker. We're also on the web, www.citr.ca. Do-ba-dee-oo.